Gifra Asim and Yanni Hanukkah tonight. Not really one specific idea, but a couple of different ideas to percolate in our head relating to the Chag of Hanukkah that is coming up a week from tonight. Is the first night of Hanukkah. So a couple of ideas. Some of them might be familiar. Some of them hopefully will be new. Just to take with us through the Chag. Some of the sources will be in front of you, some will be outside, so feel free to take notes on the sheet. Start off with a famous question. There's a lot of famous questions related to Hanukkah. We'll get back to this a little later, and that is probably more than any other Yontif. There are more questions about the essence of Hanukkah. Right? There are, how many questions are there? Rosh Hashanah. Why is there Rosh Hashanah? You know why there's Rosh Hashanah. Why is there Purim? So you know where this Purim. So, because we were in danger, we were saved. Why is there Hanukkah? Why is there Hanukkah? Why is there Hanukkah? Why was there a need for Hanukkah? Why did they have to, Hashem have to do an ace for them? As we'll get back to. Right? If you don't know the principle of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, they could have given the oil even when it was Tumah. So why do they even need it? Why is the Chag, the most famous question of Hanukkah, 8 days and not 7 days? These are basic questions about why we have the holiday. We don't have any other Yontif, Daraisa or Drabanan, where we ask such questions that go to the root of the holiday of the Yontif. And we might ask, why do we have all those questions specifically about the Yontif of Hanukkah? So hopefully we'll get back to that in a little bit. But one question also that is well known to deal with, that is why Hanukkah is left out of Mishnayos. There are 6 references to Hanukkah in Mishnayos, but there is nowhere in Mishnayos where we have a treatment of Hilchus Hanukkah like we have in Maseches Megillah. So we can't say, it's a Drabanan Yontif. Every Yontif has a Masechta. Psachim, Yuma, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah, Megillah. It's not enough to have in a whole Masechta. By Megillah, they worked it out. Only the first 2 Prakim are about Purim. The last 2 Prakim have nothing to do with Purim. Kriyas HaTorah, Beis HaKnesses. So we'll find something to talk about related to Hanukkah. I don't know. We'll throw Neir Shabbos in there. But instead, as we know, it's nowhere. Okay, it says in Bava Kama, if I have my camel and it's overloaded and I'm walking in a very small shuk and you have your candle out in the street and my camel lights the fire, lights your store, am I chayv to pay or not? If it's Hanukkah, I'm responsible. Because I should know that candles are outside. That's Hanukkah in Mishnayos. Right, the load on a yantif, or you can bring Bikurim all the way to Hanukkah in Maseches Bikurim. These slight references. What's the laning on Hanukkah? So that we have in Maseches Megillah. So we have a couple of references here and there, but nowhere do we have a treatment. You have to look in Brises in Maseches Shabbos. So the question is why? Yudan Asi lived after the story of Hanukkah. Just to remember the sequence. It's always good at this time of year to remember the sequence of events. It was already a Nevuah. Various of the Nevi'im, and they were looking at 4 Golios. But Israel are going to be in 4 Golios in their history. Abiyaz Goel. The first Goel, after Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is its own category, but after we came into Eretz Yisrael, we're going to have 4 Golios. So let's go through the math. Number 1, the first Golos was? Bavel. Golos Bavel. Bavel destroyed the Bayis Rishon, right? That's in Tanakh, right? But Golos Bavel is the Nebuchadnezzar, destroyed by his Rishon, and then Babylonians ruled the world. After that, we have 70 years, where sometime over those 70 years, the rulership of the world went from Babel to Persia, Paras, because at the end of the 70 years, by the Purim story, there's no more Babel. Right? Now it's Paras. Now it's Achashverosh. So, at that time, Paras is in charge. That's the second Golos. We still didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. Towards the end of that Golos, or towards the end of those 70 years, Koresh gives us permission to build Bayis Sheni. He is one of the Persian kings. According to a Medrash, he's the son of Esther and Ahasuerus. We have to remember, after the Purim story, it wasn't that everything was happily ever after. Right? The Jews were able to live, but Esther was still living with this monster. You realize it wasn't amazing after the Purim story. The Jews were saved. But still, Esther was living with Ahasuerus. That's Persia. Persia ruled for about another, 60 years or so. And then came Yavon. Golos Yavon. Fascinating. Golos Yavon is the only Golos that we call a Golos, even though from start to finish we had a Beis HaMikdash. Realize we had a Beis HaMikdash throughout Galus Yavan. Many Jews did not live there, and it wasn't the greatest of times. We didn't have the greatest Kohanim Gedolim in that time, but that's Galus Yavan. The Hanukkah story took place during Bayis Sheni. Right in the middle. In the middle of Bayis Sheni. The Rambam writes that there was still 200 years after the Hanukkah story before Churban Bayis Sheni happened. That is Galus of Edom. Edom, which is Esav, which is Christianity, and that's the Galus that we are still in, and that was Titus. Whenever you read, we read the Kinos or Gemaras, and we have to remember, which Galus are we talking about? Just remember, Nebuchadnezzar is Babel. Titus is Bayis Sheni. Those are the four Galus. So when we talk about Hanukkah, we're talking about during Bayis Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wrote the Mishnayos, put it together in about the year 200, about 130 years after the Churban. So he knew about Hanukkah. They were celebrating Hanukkah. They were lighting Chanukiyot in his time, and yet he chose to leave it out of Mishnayos. Obvious omission. The question is why? So that's the first question that we are going to deal with. Why was it left out of Mishnayos? So a couple of answers. Three answers specifically. First answer is based on a Ramban. I gave you a little bit of the Ramban in source number one. I'd like to read it a little more in depth. It's a Ramban you have to go through every year. Hanukkah time is the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi. Some of you might be familiar with it. The Ramban on the Pasuk Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda. Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Yud. The staff shall never leave Yehuda. This is the Brachos of Yaakov. Most Rishonim read Parshas Vayechi as Nevuas, as prophecies, as this is what's going to happen to the Shvatim. These are descriptions of the specific midos of the Shvatim as brachos. That's how most Rishonim understand all of the brachos. The Ramban, at least on one pasuk, takes an exception to this understanding. It said there's a pasuk in Vayechi that tells me a halacha, that tells me the basis for behavior, describing behavior throughout Tanakh. Unbelievable, this Ramban. Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda. What does that mean that the Shevet, the rulership, shall never leave Yehuda? Says the Ramban, this is a halacha, this is a command. This is an Isser d'oraisa. It's not counted as one of the 613, but it's an Isser for any Jew other than Shevet Yehuda to be the king. To be the ones is Malchus Beisavid, Malchus David, Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda. That's the bracha that Yaakov Avinu is giving. It's not just a bracha; it's an iser, and all Jews have to understand this pasuk in Vayechi as an iser d'oraisa for anyone not from Yehuda to try to take part of the Malchus. Says the Ramban, Va'kasav Hazer Remez, Ki Yaakov Himlich Shevet Yehuda Al Echav, Va'horish Li Yehuda HaMemshal Al Yisrael. He gave the Memshalah. Hu Mashamar David Va'yifkar Hashem Elokei Yisrael Bi Mikol Beit Avi Liol Melech Al Yisrael Olam. David HaMelech recognizes that. Va'amar Lo Yasur, it shall never leave. Lirmos to hint to us, Ki Yimloch Shevet Acher Al Yisrael. Avo Me'ei Sheyachel Liyos Li Yehuda Shevet Malchus, Lo Yasim Emanuel Shevet Acher. What does it mean? Lo yasur, it will not go away from. Once it goes to Yehuda, it will never go away from. You're right, it won't be Yehuda at the beginning. Who's going to be at the beginning? Yeah, right? Shaul HaMelech was not from Shevet Yehuda, and he was the first king. So as a whole, we have a separate discussion. Bnei Yisrael asked for a king, but Hashem was very upset. Shmuel HaNavi was very upset. So he was did he have the status of a Melech? It's a big discussion. Either way, the Rabban says that wasn't a violation of this pasuk. The pasuk is Lo Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda. Once it goes to Yehuda, once David HaMelech takes over, so then after that, forevermore, the Malchus is and needs to stay in Shevet Yehuda. And he says Vein Yishaul. That was beforehand, but then the Ramban says amazingly. He continues that they shouldn't have asked for it, which is his view. But then says the Ramban, I'm not going to read the whole thing, it's a long Ramban. He says, that's why if you read Tanakh, as we know, in Sefer Malachim, you have the two lines of kings, Malchi Yehuda and Malchi Yisrael. You don't get the feeling of this Ramban from reading the Pesukim, but the Ramban says the entire line of Malchi Yisrael were ruling in sin. Ruling in sin. They weren't from Malchus Beis David. They weren't from Yehuda. The first one, Yerubba ben Nebat, that was a punishment for Shlomo and Rechavim, who was split in the days of Shlomo's children. But after that, all the Jews should have gone back to Yehuda. All those kings, according to the Ramban, were ruling in sin. That is the shita of the Ramban. And then the Ramban adds, "Vizeh haya onesh hachashmonaim shemolchu b'vayisheni." That was a problem, a negative to the entire Chanukah story. Says the Ramban, we know that the Chashmonaim were Kohanim. We made by this Yoben, Yochanan Kohen Gadol Chashmonai Yuvanov. Right? The five sons, they were all Kohanim. And what happened after they were able, Sakaras HaFash, everybody goes out to fight, they were able to beat the Yevanim, to drive them back to Mechanech and Mizbeach, says the Ramban, you know what the Chashmonaim should have done at that moment? We got the Beis HaMikdash back, okay, let's find somebody from Malchus Beis David, from David HaMelech, and we will continue from there. But yet, says the Ramban, they didn't do that. The Ramban says that, this isn't his history book, this is the Ramban talking. Ramban says they took the Malchus also, and that was a big mistake. And that is why, and only the Ramban can say such a thing, that is why the entire dynasty of the Chashmonaim were killed out. By the time Bayi Sheni was over, there's no more. Herod, that's it. The Gemara in Baba Basra tells us there was one girl left and she committed suicide. But nobody's left. Why did they meet such a tragic end? Says the Ramban, but they took the Malchus. They violated this pasuk of Yasser Sheva Mi Yehuda. Ki hayu chasidei elyon. Vi amaliyim nishnachmo torva mitzvos mi Yisrael. Vi afa pikei nanshu onesh gadol. And still, they had a tremendous onesh. It's only Malchus based. David, that's the Ramban. And therefore, it's somewhat, even though Chanukah is amazing and wonderful and we celebrate, according to the Ramban at least, it is somewhat bittersweet. Because they should have stepped aside. Brackets, the Shir is not about this Ramban, but keep in mind, other Rishonim do not mention any type of negativity to the story. You read the Rambam in Hilchos Tzedakah, doesn't sound like there's anything negative. So there are answers given. That maybe there was nobody from Malchus Beis David that was fitting enough. Others reject this Ramban totally, that this Pasuk is an Isser. But either way, this is the Shita of the Ramban, that it's only Malchus Beis David, Ben Achabet, and Mashiach. Mashiach that we're waiting for, Tzipisa Yeshua, is also going to be from Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David, Mashiach, the anointed one, Malchus Beis David. So that is the Ramban. Therefore, why are we talking about this Ramban? It's quoted in the name of the Chasam Sofer that you have now in source number one. Maybe that's why Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi left it out of Mishnayos. There are different versions of the quote. One version of the suggestion, which later Achronim don't like, is that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, as we know, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was from Malchus Beis David. He was straight up to David HaMelech. So he, Dafka, felt slighted. Oh, come on. You can say Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was slighted. He was upset, personal. No, you can say it just because there was this negative element. So he wanted to at least allude to that fact. Yes, they're all going to know Hilchos Chanukah. It's going to be in the Brises. They all had the Masorah at that time. But the suggestion given is quoted here in Kamotzi Shal Arav from the Chasam Sofer, based on this Ramban, because of this negative element in the Chanukah story, that's why it was not put in Mishnayos. Again, that's a big chiddush. As I said, we don't get such a feeling from any other source besides this Ramban, but this is the Ramban suggestion in Parshas Vayechi. Number one. A second idea. Why Chanukah is left out of Mishnayos, also said in the name of the Chasam Sofer and others, that you have is based on a Pirush of Mishnayos of the Rambam in Maseches Menachos. Source number three, you have it. In the fourth paragraph of Maseches Menachos, those are you learn Mishnayos, so the Gemara Menachos, in the middle of Menachos, all of a sudden, we have all the halachas about tefillin and tzitzis, and all these halachas that, in the middle of Menachos, what are they doing there? So the Gemara there talks about that different parts of a Karim Mincha, whether it's ma'akiv each other or not. So once you talk about in the Mishnayos that what's ma'akiv what, which part of a mitzvah is ma'akiv other parts of the mitzvah, so then you talk about are the two tefillins ma'akiv each other? The tefillin shal yad and the tefillin shal rosh. Is the tchelas and the lavan of tzitzis ma'akiv each other? So because the Mishnayos there bring up tefillin and tzitzis, so that's why all the Gemaras about halachas of tefillin and halachas of tzitzis are there. Wonderful. Ask the Rambam a simple question. Just like we're asking about Chanukah, asks the Rambam, why isn't Hilchos Tefillin in Mishnayos? You have Hilchos Kriyas Shema in Mishnayos. You have Hilchos Tefillah in Mishnayos. Maseches Brachos. Why don't we have a thorough treatment of Hilchos Tefillin somewhere in Mishnayos? Hilchos Tzitzis. It's not there. We have to get it, again, a little bit alluded to in Maseches Menachos. That's why all the Gemaras, you have three, four blot there, of all the Gemaras, in the middle of the fourth paragraph of Menachos, Shabbos related to tefillin and tzitzis. But why? Why is it in Mishnayos?
Isn't there Masechet Ketana for both?
That's like Brisos. That's the same thing as the Gemara. Masechet Ketanas. Yeah, there is Masechet Ketanas about various, but that's the same thing. It's no better than the Gemara. It was left out of Mishnayos. Right? So the question is, why was it left there? Says the Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayos Theorem in Office, source number 3, Vitama Davar Ladaiti. The Rambam is not talking about Chanukah at all. But this is what he says here. Vitama Davar Ladaiti, Pirsuman Bizman Chibur HaMishnah. It was so prevalent. Everybody knew these halachos so well. They were so famous. You put it on the phone every day. You need Mishnayos? What was the in the historical background. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was allowed to write down Mishnah because everybody was forgetting it. And that's why he was allowed to quote-unquote violate the halacha of writing down Torah Shabbat Peh because he was worried. So if that's the reason he had the Heter, so you know what he said to himself? Nobody's forgetting tefillin. Everybody does it every day. Tzitzis, mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, says the Rambam, took certain areas of halacha which everyone knew, and there was no chashash that he said that it would be forgotten, and therefore he did not put that in the Mishnah. Interestingly, 300 years later, Ravina and Ravashi obviously felt otherwise. They put all the halachas in the Gemara, but at least at that time, this is what the Rambam says: "V'sheima yudvar before samim regilim etzel hahamonim v'hayichidim." Everybody knew about it. Lo ne'elam inyanim me'af echad. Nobody knew. Nobody didn't do it. L'fichach lo hayamakom l'dayto l'daber b'hem k'shem shlo kavas seder atfila. Or nusach, he didn't put the nusach of the Shmona Esrei in, or other halachas, because everyone knew it. So there is this suggestion that maybe the same idea could be applied to Chanukah. Just like the Rambam says about tefillin, and about tzitzis, and about other very prevalent mitzvahs, so to Chanukah, that's the suggestion of the Chassam Sofer in back in source number 2. That's what he quotes in Meseches Gittin on Daf Ayin Ches. Bialta Tama, let's read it, third line. Shari b'shum makom b'mishnah, lo nizkar shiniach adam tefillin, shebekah shalav kanfos, el tefillah shal rashi makah shal yad, it's only that, according to the Rambam. He says, b'ner chanukah gufa, regilu mayu b'kav. It was a very beloved mitzvah to them. Just to add in, Tosfos in Meseches Sukkah even says, fits in with this Rambam, that Chanukah, the mitzvah menorah, is very beloved to the Jewish people. Or you could say, Purim is also known. No, Chanukah is very beloved. That is why, by Chanukah, unlike any other mitzvah, there's something called the Birchas Haroah. We generally don't do this, Bizman Hazeh. Birchas Haroah is, let's say, I'm passing by and I see a menorah lit. And I know nobody's lighting for me at home, and I'm not going to light later on. So in the days of the Gemara, and not everybody had menorahs, you see a menorah, you say the bracha, you say a bracha haroah, you say shas and isimav oseinu. Birchas haroah, yes, tosis. You don't make a bracha when you see a lulav. When you see a shofar, you don't make a bracha. When you see a megillah, you don't make any bracha on a birchas haroah, on a chefzah shal mitzvah. Says tosis, mishum chavivus hanes. There's a certain love and affection that the Jewish people have towards this mitzvah. As we know, every Jew, wherever you are, generally, they have a Seder and they light a menorah. Wherever you are, that's the Jewish people. So, says the Chassam Sofer, in suggestion number 2, maybe this is why it's not in Mishnayos as well, because it is very common. Answer is a wonderful answer, it still leaves a little difficulty, because there are a lot of things that are well-known, that are in Mishnayos. There are some things that are not so well-known, that are not in Mishnayos. But again, this is the suggestion stated by the Chassam Sofer, number 2. Finally, a third idea. Third idea, which is the least well known, and that is from Rav Mirsky's father. Chagyoni Halacha Chela Gimel, he quotes this idea from his father. As follows. Source number 4. As we said before, every holiday has a Masechta. Well, as we know, Rosh Hashanah and Sukkah and Yuma. Every Yontif has its holiday. L'shlosh regalim and third line, L'pesach psachim. L'shvuis beitza. O Masechas bikurim. Sukkah is Sukkah. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Yuma. Why is Yom Kippur called Yuma and not Kippurim? Yuma. The first Mashah on Yuma. It's the day. That's all you got to say. All you have to say is the day. You know what I'm talking about, Yom Kippur. Yuma, the day. And somebody just got to say one word. You know what you're talking about. Right, Rav Moshe. You know what you're talking about. Don't have to say any last things. Right, so Yuma, that's it. The day. So why doesn't Chanukah have a Masechta? The Altishivani, and don't say that it's only, our question, don't say that it's only the Darais and other Darabanas, because Purim has a Masechta. Omer Avi Maurice, he quotes his father, Hashem Yikom Damo. What is the root of a Masechta on about a certain holiday? It's all about the halachas of the Masechta. But what's the root? The root is, a lot of the Masechta is darshaning the psukim in Tanakh about that holiday. That's the basis of the Masechta. Chanukah, you can't have a Masechta because there's no psukim to darshan. There's no sefer Tanakh about Chanukah. Says Rimersky's father, Kol Masechas Yisod HaRishon V'Pasik Shadarsh Rabbanan DeHilchasa U'Pri Darsho Seyam Hayu HaMesel Mechilta Taras Karnim Sifra Sifri All the Midrashim L'Kol HaChagim Sukim B'Ksuvim Even Purim the Darshin Megillas Esther. Every Pasik in the Megillah is Darshin the Masechas Megillah more than any other book. Avol Chanukah is not B'Kisvi HaKodesh L'Fisha L'Nitna L'Kasev, as we'll get to soon, but because it doesn't have a Sukim, so therefore you can't have a Masechta. I think it's the same idea, just to say it a little sharper. Maybe this is what he means. Let me just finish the point and I'll take your question. Torah Shebal Peh, by definition, needs to be based on Torah Shebechsav. You can't have a Torah Shebal Peh unit if there's no Torah Shebechsav. That's the basis for it. That's, let's say we call it the Matzir of it. So, not only did he not want to, but maybe, according to this third idea, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi didn't have the authority to make a Masechta of Torah Shebal Peh about Chanukah, because there's no Torah Shebechsav about Chanukah. And Torah Shebal Peh, by definition, is an expansion and explaining Torah Shebechsav. And here there is no Torah Shebechsav. So that's why you can't have Torah Shebal Peh. We're going to continue with this answer in a minute. We'll take the question. Yeah.
According to what you just said, I understand it more, but originally, the thing about the Sukkim, that's more Gemara than Mishnah. I mean, you say that was true, then I understand why they went.
Correct. But again, a lot of the Gemara was in the Mishnah itself. We just didn't get it all out of the Mishnah until it was written down. When the Amoraim read the Mishnah, they understood all the Gemara from the Mishnah.
Right. So see, I understand, like, you know, if we're talking about the Torah, but if we're talking about Torah, then.
I think I understand your question, but I think you have to say that when Rabbi Nasi wrote the Mishnah, he had in mind all the Gemara. Also, so he just didn't have to write it then because they were on the level then to get it out of the Mishnahs. So really, the Gemara is just an expansion of the Mishnah. So I think they could go together. Either way, so this is the third idea related to why Rabbi Nasi decided why he did it. According to this third answer, maybe it's that he couldn't, not just that he didn't. But according to the third answer, though, and this takes us to the second half of our discussion, this was the first half. Three of the answers why it's not in, it doesn't have its own Masechta. But now we get to the second half of our discussion, and that's according to this third answer, why isn't there a Torah Shebal Peh or no Torah Shebechsav? So it just begs the question, why isn't there a Torah Shebechsav for Chanukah? Why isn't there a Sefer Tanakh on Chanukah? Sefer HaMakabim, Hashmonaim. Could have found something. They could have written a sefer. Right, there's no Torah Shebal Peh because there's no Torah Shebechsav. Why not? Right, the Tanakh was put together afterwards. So why is it not recorded in the Torah? In Tanakh, I'm sorry. The Gemara in Yuma deals with this. The Gemara in Yuma is source number 5, Daf Chaf Tes. Amar Avasi, Lama Nimshala Esther L'Shachar. Why is Esther compared to the morning? Ayela Tashachar is another name for Esther. Lama, some of those people named her on Purim time. Their name is Ayelet. Because Ayelet is another name for Esther. Lama Lacha, Mashachar Sofkala Laila of Esther Sofkala Nisin. It's compared to Esther because just like the morning is the end of the night, so too Esther is the end of miracles, the end of Nisan. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Ika Chanukah, we just went through the history. Chanukah is a couple hundred years after Purim. So what do you mean Purim is the last nace? Chanukah is after Purim. No. Nitzna lichtov l'kasav ka'amrina. Purim is the last story that is nitan, is allowed to be recorded. Chanukah is a nace, yes, but it's not allowed to be recorded. Okay? Why? Why not? The Gemara says it, but why? There's even a fascinating hint, and I don't know if I mentioned this last year, the word Chanukah to the fact that Chanukah was left out of Tanakh. Right? Why is Chanukah called Chanukah? So this is just the back pocket. Walking around Chanukah, you got to get the Vartar wherever you go. Four ideas. Why is Chanukah called Chanukah? So why is the most famous? The most famous one? Chanukah. They rested. The Melchama ended. They rested on the 25th of Kislev. Wonderful. Chanukah. Number one. Number two. Why else? Why is Chanukah called Chanukah? The others, Pashtus. Chanukah Samiz Ababayas. They re-purified and re-consecrated the Beis HaMikdash. Chanukah. Like Chanukah HaMizbeach in Parshas Nafso, which we lean, but also Chanukah Ababayas. The days of Chanukah. Anybody ever hear another one? Third idea. Some say Chanukah stands for Ches Neros V'Halacha K'Beis Hillel. Now, there's a machlokas regarding Chanukah about Beis Shabbos Hillel, whether you go 1 to 8 or 8 to 1. The Gemara is Masechta Shabbos. We follow Beis Hillel. Then you go 1 to 8. Beis Shammai goes 8 to 1. We go 1 to 8. So maybe Chanukah stands for Ches Neros VeHalacha KeBeis Hillel. It's another one. But there's a fourth one. I think I saw this in the name of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld. I'm not sure. Fascinating. And that is, Chanukah represents to us the fact that Chanukah was left out of Tanakh. We'll try to get to Hashkafic reasons why, but at least there's a hidden message in the word Chanukah. What do you see in Chanukah? Write down the word Chanukah. Chanukah. Ches Nevi'im. There are eight books of Nevi'im. Eight books. Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim. Right? Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Shreyasar. That's eight. There are eight books of Nevi'im. Shreyasar is all one book. Right? And the Shmuel's are one book, and the Malachim's are one book. So, Ches Nevi'im. Right? Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim. Yishayahu, Yirmiyahu, Yechezkel, Shreyasar. Ches Nevi'im. Next. Vav Ksuvim. Six Ksuvim. Six books in Ksuvim. What are the six books? The Sifrei Emet. Eo, Mishle, Tehillim. Three. Daniel and Ezra Nehemiah is one book. According to Chazal, and Divrei HaYamim is one book. That's six ksuvim. So we have, what do we have so far? The ksuvim. Right, so we have Sifrei Emet, Eo Mishlei Tehillim, Ezra Nehemiah, Daniel, Divrei HaYamim. And then hey is the Chamesh Megillos. So in Chanukah, you have all of the Nevi'im and ksuvim right there. There's no room for Esther. I'm sorry, there's no room for Chanukah. There's no room to put the Chanukah story in. So, hidden it doesn't explain why. But even in the word Chanukah, Ches Nevi'im Vav Ksuvim and the Hei Megillos, you have alluded to the fact that Chanukah is left out. But the question is why? So why is it? So we said, oh, that's why there's no Masechta, because there's no Psukim. So why? Why? So just like we had three answers to the first question, let's have three answers to the second question. Number one is the Ben Yoyada, the Ben Ishchai on that Gemara in Yuma. He asked this question. Ben Ishchai tells us, in the name of the Chidah, Chaim Yosef David Azulai, one of the most prolific writers in our history. I think he wrote 71 Svarim. Right at the front of his, they moved his bones. Now he's right at the front of Har Hamnuchot. You go in there, right to the left, right to the little ohel there, that's the Chidah, it's right there. So says the Chidah, in his Sefer Dvarim Achadim, his many Svarim, Birki Yosef is his most famous Sefer, on Shulchan Aruch, Birki Yosef. So the Makshim, Hagufa Kasha, Lama Lo Nikta Vachanaka, Oma HaFish, Mizel Azeh. Why was Chanukah left out? Why isn't it in Tanakh? First half of the Shiur, why isn't it in Mishnayos? Now we're moving on. Why isn't it in Nevi'im and Ksuvim? The nearly b'siyata d'shmaya, the ein zil kushya, no problem. Ki bizman Esther hayu ba'alei ruach hakodesh. You can't just write a sefer of Tanakh. It has to be imbued either with nevuah or at least with ruach hakodesh. Shehem shniim l'nevi'im. Right, it's one level below Nevi'im. The Kasva Megillah Baruch HaKodesh. Al Derech Mikros Nevi'im Ksuvim. Shreza Baruch HaKodesh. The Gemara in Megillah talks about how do we know that Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. We know a lot of the Gemara quotes about six or seven psukim to try to prove that we know that Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh. But that was in the times of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, Mordechai. They had Baruch HaKodesh in those days. So they had the ability and the authority to be able to write a sefer that's going to go into Tanakh. But it's not their own writing. Become upon him because that ruach hakodesh. So it could be part of Tanakh, and therefore it has power that you could darsh in the psukim, and it has the status of Tanakh, of Yibetzuvim. Avo bismanis Chanukah, but once Chanukah occurred 150, 200 years later, lo haya bahem bali ruach hakodesh. They didn't have ruach hakodesh was not prevalent anymore. Shem krovim ladavim to the ruach hakodesh omeres lo kosev the nusach halashim. They could have written the story. It was written. The story was written, but it wasn't written with divine inspiration. It wasn't written with Ruach HaKodesh, and thus, it cannot be part of Tanakh. It wouldn't have the same. Well, you're going to darshan psukim and say for HaMakabim. You can't darshan psukim if it wasn't written by Ruach HaKodesh. So Chanukah was later. You're right, the story happened before the final sealing of the Tanakh, but they, at that point, didn't have the status of Bali Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore, they couldn't put it into Tanakh. Even a connected idea, this is all answer number one, a connected idea to this also has to do with something that happened in the days of Yavan. 150 years before the whole Chanukah story, Yavan was already in control. Talmai HaMelech, story some of you might know from Meseches Megillah Daftes. Talmai HaMelech, if you remember the Septuagint story, Talmai HaMelech forced 72 great rabbis to translate the Torah into Greek. This is way before the Chanukah story, but it was still already the Greeks were in charge. Talmai, Gemara, Megillah, Testament, Aleph. What did he do? He put them into 72 different rooms, and Biderech Nes, they were able to make the same changes. There were certain things that they all wanted to change, because they didn't want the Greeks to start up with them. Like Bereshit Bar Elokim, they didn't write that. Because it sounds like, right, in the beginning, Bar Elokim, Elokim was created. That doesn't sound good. Right? They had to change it. So they found a bunch of different mistakes. Arneves is a rabbit, it's a non-kosher animal. But Talmai's wife was named Arneves. So they had to switch it around. You don't want to write that. Arneves is a Talmai thing, because that's his wife. So, and all Siyasa the Shmaya, each of the Chachamim in the separate rooms, they all made the same exact changes. Unbelievable nace. But, even though it was an unbelievable nace, it's considered a terrible tragedy. When the Torah had to be translated into Greek, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Pei writes that on Asar B'Teves we really fast for three things. Asar B'Teves, Shulchan Aruch Tav Kuf Pei. He quotes on the eighth day of Teves. That's when the Torah was translated into Greek. That's the eighth day. It's not in your books. On the ninth day of Teves. This is very interesting. I don't know what happened, but it's a tragedy, and people fast. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Lo noda eze hitzar she'ira bo. If you look in the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch, we do know that's Ezra Sofer's yard site. Why didn't he write that? Okay, good question, not for now. And then on the 10th day of Tevis, we know Asar B'Tevis. The walls were surrounded. So that's a tragedy. Why is it such a tragedy? So it's translated into Greek. The answer is related to our issue, because when the Torah is in Lashon HaKodesh, that was written with Ruach HaKodesh. There's so much to darshan, there's so many secrets in the psukim. Once you translate it, you lose all that pnimius. You lose all those secrets. And that's why already in the beginning of the Yavanim's time, they wanted to uproot secrets of the Torah. Lashon HaKodesh? No, you're better than us. You could have your mikdash, but it's not such thing as Tara. What do you want in the belief? You're just like us. What you see is what you get. We've mentioned various times in the past. Even the word Yavan, Yud Vav Nun. Take out the letters. The only three letters in the Aleph phase that don't have an inside. It's just lines. There's no penius to those letters. The Yavanim said there's no such thing as penius. It's just what you see. So that's exactly fits into our first idea of the Ben Yoyada. And that is that they couldn't put it into Tanakh because they didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. Number one. Okay, we just got to quickly finish up the other two ideas. Idea number two is from the... I gave you the Modern Simple, source number 7. He talks about the translation of the Torah. Source number 8. Second idea from Rav Yonatan Ivershitz. Maybe they dafka did not put Chanukah into Tanakh, because Chanukah represents Torah Shebaal Peh. And they wanted to make it dafka only Torah Shebaal Peh. It's the only holiday that we have that's only Torah Shebaal Peh. There's no Torah Shebaal Sav. There's dafka no Tanakh because it is the Yontif of Torah Shebaal Peh. Again, there's a lot to talk about here. We don't have time, but you'll get all the Chanukahs from the old. Well, many talk about this idea, Chanukah being the Yontif of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's why all the halakhahs of Talmud Shabbat Tzibur. That's all the Torah Shebaal Peh topic. And so one idea of Shlomo Zalman says in source number 9. You know why it's the Yontif of Torah Shebaal Peh? Fascinating ha'ara. How did all the Jewish people know about the miracle of Chanukah, of the oil? How do they know about it? They didn't see it. Where's the menorah? The menorah's in the Heichal. Jews can't, the Israelim can't see that. Most Kohanim don't go in there unless you're lighting the menorah. How did everybody know that the miracle took place? On Purim. Everybody knew about it. It was in front of them. It was obvious. The decree was revoked. On Chanukah, it was all Baal Peh. They had to trust the Kohanim. This is what happened inside. So the whole nes was transmitted Baal Peh, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. So that's why it's the yontif of Torah Shebaal Peh. So Chazal left out at that time, they did not put something in Torah Shebaal Peh. The dafka wanted to leave it as Torah Shebaal Peh. And finally, the last thought, just to end off, Rav Levi Yitzchak tells us in the last source number 10, maybe to help us realize as well that it wasn't, even though there was a war, if we read about a war in the story, we might get the impression that it was us. That it was all Kofi Vosim, Yadi Asili Yisachayel Ozeh. Yes, there was a war, but we don't want to write so much about it. What, there's going to be a whole 3 chapters about a war, and then 3 psukim about, oh, the oil burned for 8 days. We might get the impression that we had more to do with it. Chazal didn't want to give that impression, so they left it as Torah Shebaal Peh. So we can talk about the war, we can talk about the war, but we also talk about the nes of the Pach Shemen. So, the first part of the Shia we discussed, why is there no Chanukah in Mishnayos? Number one, maybe because of that Ramban, because there's a certain negativity to it. Number two, maybe because it was so obvious, like chilling and tzitzis. Number three, because there's no Torah Shebichsav to base the Torah Shebaal Peh on. So we went into, okay, so why isn't there a Torah Shebichsav? So that was the next three ideas. Number one, Ben Yehoyada, because they didn't have Ruach HaKodesh anymore, so that they couldn't write it down. And that is why, also, translating the Torah into Greek was a tragedy. Number two, maybe because it's the Yontif of Torah Shebaal Peh, so they wanted to leave it purely Torah Shebaal Peh. And number three, so there's not much focus on the war itself. We focus on the Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. So, Hashem, we should be zochet to see the candles again lit by the Kohen Gadol, the Neir of Yameinu, and get real Machos Beis David back. Machos Beis David, have Mashiach Ben David to be our...
Okay. I want to answer that first question.